We now bring in our...
I don't know about that.
He's got that Bob Murphy, Nancy Lopez pause.
He's working
at the top.
On it, though. He's working.
The sports professor, Rick Haro, who joins us each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. It is our golf, business, and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. I am not a lawyer. Just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Rick Haro is a lawyer, and he's a single-digit handicapper as well. Rick, good morning to you.
Not a single-digit handicapper yet, but you think so, Rooney? You think that 74 was a fluke?
Well, I didn't say it was a fluke. I said after reviewing the round in my head,
yeah.
Rick, I think we got to work on the putting.
Yeah, somebody told me that you
we
were
work
giving
on
your,
the putting. You can't give yourself all those putts.
No, you're right.
Giving yourself putts off the from off the green.
Nah, not off the green, close to the green. Remember that Michelob commercial where it was like 30 feet away, and they would give each other putts. So I started that trend, looked around, nobody else gave putts to anybody, but I just kept going. So, all right, a 78. All right, that's fine.
Yeah,
so, Russ,
right.
You
that's
and I go.
I that's what I said to Russ. I said, legit 78, which is a good score out there. Yeah. You got nothing to be ashamed of.
Russ, you and I go straight up. How's that?
No, not especially not right now, because I'm kind of, I got.
I wouldn't go straight up with Rick. You beat me by at least 11 shots.
That's
I
true.
Have I have men at work signs up in my golf game because I'm working on a new swing. So it's good on the, I was telling Pat before the show, right now, everything on the range is sweet. I mean, I'm hitting it solid, nice little shots with a little draw right to left. But it's like I can't translate that to the course. Like anyone cares about my golf game, but just real quickly, I can't. My next step is taking it from the range to the course, and then the revamping of my swing will be complete.
Well, I'm looking, by the way, in preparation for our women and men segment that we're going to do in a second. I'm looking at the top 50 on and off course money winners from last year, endorsements included, according to Golf Digest, and I'm turning both pages. I don't see Rooney, and I don't see Evans on any of this right now.
What?
I don't think Horo's on that list either.
Recheck
I'm not,
that.
No, I'm not here, but I do see Annika, 15. I know that's a segment, and Michelle Wee, a segue, and I know Michelle Wee's 12, even though, obviously you don't have to win to be on this list.
Image is everything.
Yeah, you're right. And Lorena's 32.
She hasn't even been playing. Michelle Wee has not even been playing
I
this
know.
Year.
Annika and Michelle Wee, two players that are ranked lower in the world rankings than Ochoa. Annika by one slot and Michelle Wee by a gazillion. But Lorena Ochoa is the number one ranked player in the world. She has won 10 of her last 15 starts, Rick, and her five victories this season by a combined 37 strokes. She is halfway to a feat that only five LPGA players have ever achieved, 10 or more wins in a single season, and Mickey Wright's record of 13 in 1963 is looking as it will possibly go down. She'll be back in action next week. She didn't tee it up this week in Aventura, but you mentioned she's in this the mid-30s on that list. Why is she so low as the number one ranked player in the world?
Well, she's got that Rooney-esque cardboard personality, That's
ouch.
That's the thing. That's hey, kidding. Still want to go with you wherever you invite me. Just
all
kidding.
Right.
All right.
Putts
now,
are getting shorter that I'm going to be giving.
But here's the deal.
He doesn't care. He gives himself.
I don't care.
Over.
I give it to myself. Hey, look, she's 26. She doesn't really fit in the big buyer market. And this isn't from me. This is, the Golf Channel. This is a comment that's lifted from commentary. She doesn't really have a mainstream negotiation endorsement deal with a telecommunications cell phone company. Look, on the other hand, we are very xenophobic. We don't really acknowledge in many ways the, foreign endorsements and add them in, although we do know that she makes a lot of money from Banamex and FootJoy and Lacoste and Ping and Aeromexico and Audi and Rolex. So here's the point. She has the brands all lined up. And a lady who wins, goes about her business, and has a major streak, and is already Hall of Fame eligible, she is going to keep those endorsements, my prediction would be, and also pick up many, many, many more dollars off of those endorsements. And just to tell you, her autograph used to sell for 15, 20 bucks in trading card sets. Now it's about 150, which is not Arnold Palmer-like, but it is moving in the right direction.
Hmm. Well, that's what I was going to ask you, Rick, because she, being from Mexico and speaking Spanish, you would think that she would have a good entree into this country because, especially in Florida, Texas, anywhere really on the, southern as well. You go anywhere, a lot of people are speaking Spanish now. You would think that just that link alone would make her appealable to those people. But you're saying it really doesn't yet, but maybe it will translate in that. What's it going to take for her to really get into that next notch in the United States in terms of popularity, or are you saying maybe it won't happen at all?
Well, I think a lot of it is the glass ceiling and the limitations the LPGA has.